From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
European farm ministers remain deadlocked on the proposed banana import regime. Jamaica's finance minister alleges opposition negligence in helping to stop a scandal at the central bank. And the predictions begin to come true. A Trinidadian company closes its doors, saying it can't compete in the environment of trade liberalisation. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The European Farm Council remains deadlocked over the ratification of a new banana import regime agreed to in December. A decision was expected by today, but as the evening progressed, that likelihood receded. Opposition to the plan is being led by Germany, which is strongly supported by Belgium and Holland. Reporter Shada Islam is monitoring the meeting. I spoke with her a short while ago.
Well, nothing's really changed for the last 24 hours, as it were. The Germans, backed by the Belgians and the Dutch, are still fighting very hard to change the banana import regime that was agreed last year, and they're giving both substantive and technical reasons for the modifications they're asking for. They've said it's not compatible with the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, and they say that if the push comes to shove, they're willing to take the EC to court to demand a change in the import regime.
So the meeting was due to end a short while ago. How likely is it that they'll have a decision by tonight?
Well, it's not very clear whether there will be a decision tonight. Ministers are going to talk rather late into the night, perhaps early next morning as well. But there is, as I said, a deadlock. Germany, Belgium and Holland are not budging at the moment. So it looks as though there will not be a stamp of approval for the import regime this time around.
So if there isn't that decision, what next?
Well, we've heard several alternatives. One is that EC agriculture ministers could meet again in Brussels next week to talk about bananas and nothing else, devote themselves entirely to this dilemma. The other option is to call a meeting within a month when everyone will have more time to discuss the situation in the capitals within different ministries and consult consumers as well.
What happens if a decision is not reached in time for the scheduled introduction of the new regime in July?
In that case, I've been told that the agreement itself will have to be scrapped and something else built up. But EC officials that I've talked to have told me that this is rather premature thinking and that July is several months ahead. There could be at least four meetings of agriculture ministers before that date.
Shada Islam. The European community has agreed to set up a panel to investigate challenges to the current and new EC banana import regimes. The decision was reached today at a meeting in Geneva of the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade. The GATT Disputes panel is not expected to address the issue before the middle of May, just 7 weeks before the new regime comes into effect. If the panel finds that the current EC restrictions have violated GATT trade rules, it could award financial compensation to the aggrieved Latin American banana producers. The EC has said, while it was prepared to have informal talks on the issue with the Latin Americans, it would not enter formal consultations as the new regime is not yet in place. And dollar banana producing countries will be discussing the issue in Ecuador tomorrow. Seven Latin American presidents will be meeting to coordinate their opposition to the new EC banana import controls. The tone that the meeting will take is outlined by Ecuador's UK ambassador, Luis Dávalos.
I think they will try to emphasize very, very strongly the situation as the economic impact that this has on our poor countries. And I think that that will be emphasized very, very strongly in order to get the European common market to perhaps have some second thoughts or to in some way modify the quota and the tariff protection that has been levied against us. Some sort of maybe halfway point can be reached where the impact will not be as great as it is right now.
Caribbean banana-growing countries will have argued that removal of the preferential access would seriously damage their economies. But Mr. Dávalos says that special treatment of the Caribbean would have a similar effect on Latin American economies, particularly Ecuador's. Jamaica's finance minister, Hugh Small, has pointed an accusing finger at opposition leader Edward Siaga in connection with the uncovering of large-scale fraud at the Bank of Jamaica, the country's central bank. Mr. Small says his accusations are based on Mr. Siaga's apparent failure to alert the bank that its agents were abusing the foreign exchange system. Our Kingston reporter, Gary Allen, has been talking to Mr. Small about his criticisms of the opposition leader. But first he put it to him that the nature of the scam pointed to severe shortcomings in the bank's monitoring system.
There is no question but that the Bank of Jamaica system has not worked as it was intended to work. And part of the purpose of having an inquiry is to identify the weaknesses and to take corrective action. Mr. Small, this morning I heard you on a radio program making reference to the whole question of to what extent there may be knowledge by the opposition leader or even others of what is happening in the system. Can you shed any light on that comment?
He spoke about conversations that he had with the persons who had gone to the Bank of Jamaica to complain. And he demonstrated an intimacy of the arrangements that they had and the complaints that they were making. That was the foundation of my observation.
So you are not prepared?